Spanish from New York. So I love it. Yeah. I love the female
camaraderie. But Jason already knows me as is. Like, I dress for my mood. Everybody dress in their mood. You get fancy, you get, you know, you tomboy one day, you, I don't know, sassy the next. Like, you go with your mood.
Yeah. Yeah, like.
I'm not just like.
I love the ladies in a podcast bonding, like, you know what I'm saying? That's some of my favorite shit.
We all dress the way we do.
Look, hey, listen, man. Wait a second. Let's go. Let's do it.
And this is cold too.
I love it. Yeah, the Taylor Port is, the Taylor Port is cold. You know what I'm saying? It's drinks around. Get that out of here. It's everybody's ready? Mm-hmm. All right, look. We need so we need starting this shit with nothing else. This week in the news.
Bruh.
Hey. P. Diddy got more allegations, y'all. It's wild.
Crazy.
It's wild. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
it's,
what is he up to?
Y'all ready?
How wild is it?
That was, man. Oh, shit.
It's wilder than the last one, I think.
Yeah.
What are they talking about? Alright, man. Sean Diddy Combs has been accused of gang raping and sex trafficking a 17-year-old schoolgirl when she was in the 11th grade. The same lawyers who represented Cassie and her... Wait a second. Let me... Come on. Let me get my, like, reporting
off. This is hard to consume right now.
Let me get my reporting off. The same lawyers who represented Cassie... And her quickly settled lawsuit against Diddy have sued him again, this time on behalf of a woman who's staying anonymous. The complaint has a trigger warning on the front page. I'm not going to read through all the court documents. But I will let you know that there are pictures of her and the details, like that she's been in Diddy's studio. There's pictures of her sitting on Diddy's lap in Diddy's studio. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, like, she was a 17
Oh, she's booty popping on his lap.
She said that's so proper.
Diddy also, look, all right, wait a second. Diddy isn't the only one being sued here. The lawsuit also names as the defendant Harv Pierre, president of Diddy's Bad Boy Entertainment, also Bad Boy, and Diddy's Daddy House Recording. Wow. Our defendants. Daddy's House is the name of a recording studio. It's fucking sick. Anyway, let me keep going. The lawsuit says Pierre sexually assaulted the 17-year-old as well. On the evening in question, Mrs. Doe was in a lounge with friends, approached by who she later learned was Mr. Pierre. Mr. Pierre was with his own friends, including the third assailant. Mr. Pierre, the third assailant, and their friends were dressed in suits. Mr. Pierre repeatedly complimented Mrs. Doe's appearance, saying that she was hot, among other things. He then began talking about his self-described best friend and brother, Mr. Combs. Specifically, Mr. Pierre continued and stated that Mr. Combs would love to meet Mrs. Doe. Mr. Pierre even called Mr. Combs and put Mr. Doe on the line. Mr. Combs told Mrs. Doe that he would love to meet her and that she should accompany Mr. Pierre to New York City in a private jet. Shortly thereafter, Mr. Pierre directed Mrs. Doe to go with him to the bathroom at the lounge. Once inside the bathroom, Mr. Pierre began to smoke crack cocaine from what appeared to be an aluminum can.
What year was this?
Why was that detail necessary? And I definitely need to know that. How low? When was this in this?
Because you do want a lot.
Was that one of his highs?
Yeah, this is like back in the day. So like this is, but and it's like based on like in New York, like at least in New York.
The picture looks like 80s.
The 90s. It looked like 90s, yeah, or late 90s. The New York City is open a statute of limitations for sex crimes.
Open it to what?
Like, you know what I'm saying? If you had been a victim of a sex crime or whatever in New York, they're opening the statute of limitations. So even if it's passed, like, a statute of limitations up until 2025, March 1st of 2025, you can place your claim and it'll be respected as if it's you know what I mean, in the proper time. Diddy finally responded and said, enough is enough. For the last couple of weeks, I sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation and my legacy. Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and the truth.
Why you say that? He didn't write that.
He did.
I'm saying
Diddy's fighting back, y'all.
Somebody that sounded good. It sounded when I
Diddy's fighting back.
I heard his attorney was fighting for my life. Texted to him and he copied and pasted. Listen, Diddy, I got a couple things to say.
First off, Diddy, like, renaming himself Love and running around gang raping chicks that's underage is fucking nuts. That's a fucking nuts thing. You can't call yourself Love and, like, the savior of R&B and you just been running around raping people. That's a wild thing. I mean, all right, look. Diddy said nothing that was alleged. Diddy said nothing that was alleged is true. It's a picture of the girl on the nigga lap.
So?
I didn't see it.
17-year-olds don't sit on grown men laps.
First of all, is that the white girl? That could have been any situation. It could have been a gang of bitches. I'm just saying, the picture alone doesn't mean anything.
I'll tell you this right now. A 17-year-old girl can't make it to my lap.
But how did he know? He might have not knew that she was 17 when she was
a 17-year-old girl can't make it to my lap.
She was like, her homegirls acting like she was older trying to have a good time. You don't know that he...
And you don't know the details of the situation. Like, you don't know why they was all in the room together. What if it was five bitches that all
won? Someone's sitting here. I'm not saying things for the grown man's lap.
I didn't say
anything. Like, you take this one little picture. Like,
I didn't say that he gang raped anybody. What I did make a joke and say that if he's running around calling himself Love and he actually did gang rape people, that's fucking nuts.
Well, that is fucking nuts.
That's fucking nuts. That's a nuts thing to do.
And it is. It's fucking ballistic.
Also, having an entire recording house called Daddy's... What was it? Diddy's Daddy's House?
Recording studio.
It's fucking nuts in itself.
Daddy's have you heard that before now?
I have not.
I've never heard of it.
Your music...
No, but I don't know. I don't know about all the recording houses and shit. I don't know.
I'm saying like you never like wow, like that was I never heard of that.
I didn't know all the recording house names, no. Oh. But I don't know all the recording house names. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm just saying, like, the relevance of this shit, like...
No, that's... No, it's relevant.
We taking all of these, like...
No, that name
mash up all your bad judgments and...
Everything just sounds worse when, like...
Mash it all up together, yeah?
Yeah, like, Bad Boy. Diddy's Daddy's House.
Exactly, just... Throw it all together and then
add the texturized hair. None of it looks good now. None of it looks good. None of it looks good right now. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't look good on Diddy right now.
He said texturized hair.
Yeah, like none of it looks good right. You know Diddy had the texturized. You remember when he had the curl?
That's funny that you said that.
You know what I'm saying? He did a little dance.
You added that in there.
The Diddy bob. It was a whole. It was a wave.
I mean,
real little outfit.
Is this civil or this criminal?
Wait, what?
These are criminal charges.
Because I know prior.
No, Cassie just got some money. Right, Cassie just got some money. And when we first talked about it, she does.
What was the second and third allegation? I only heard about the first and the fourth. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
You don't want to make that move.
Some girls say I think they was on drugs.
It's been a few.
Because like, yeah, like they said the fourth was a 17-year-old. I was like, where the fucking second and third? Yeah. Not trying to be funny. Like, where
sex
the
trafficking. Wow.
It's wow.
It's open season.
It's been a lot of shit.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, he just stayed. Man.
Christ here.
I'm not saying that he did this shit. I told y'all I came in here to make a few jokes. Like, you know what I'm saying? But...
Where was the jokes? The love? Well, give me another
texture. Give me another one.
The Diddy Daddy Studio. What the fuck?
Wait, you don't even.
Diddy Daddy Studio.
You know what? Fuck it all.
I can't remember because I don't even know the name of the daddy.
Did
studio.
I with the jokes?
Diddy Daddy Studio, P. Diddy.
Is that what it's called?
Diddy I don't know, P. Diddy.
Diddy's Daddy Studio was
P. Diddy Daddy Studio.
Or Daddy's Daddy's Recording House is what it was
called. Y'all seen the awkward interviews that he be having though?
No, I go back to it. What was it called? It was.
You never seen him have an interview with Bieber or.
Daddy's House Recordings.
Oh, see, Daddy.
Like, Daddy D. Kane that came out of some
Millie,
shit.
You know that song.
No, some shit leaked from Daddy Kim Kane. Porter's book.
What?
Oh, no. Yeah, you didn't see that?
I don't know. I didn't read, like,
that. Take a glasses off, friend.
No, no, it was. Series. It was a whole bunch of shit that came out. Like, studio, before I seen the Portland allegations, that's how much it was doing.
Where?
There's so much shit happening right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of things going on, man.
A lot of shit going on with Diddy. I mean, he used to say, take that back.
Oh, everything sounds worse at this point in time, bro.
I mean, back to the lap sitting. You saying that you wouldn't even, like...
A 17-year-old can't make her way to my lap. And the fact that y'all niggas are making...
You don't know she's 17.
Yeah, you don't know she's like 17.
Can I tell you something? A girl that looks 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 is not making her way... Unless I'm in, like, a strip club.
Okay.
So, where were they at?
His Diddy Daddy Studio.
It was in a studio. It was a picture of him, like, it was like in a house, like, or like a, in a.
God damn it, keep
it's,
up!
It's light, it's not them, it's no studio. Other people around. No, yeah.
That's actually funny.
Like, she's taking pictures next to his initials on the wall, like, and shit, like. Yeah, no, a 17-year-old can't make her way to my lap. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sorry. And then I'm sorry,
every
like,
I mean, if she's 17 year old, what the fuck is she doing by herself anyway? So, yeah, you can assume that she's over the age of 18 if nobody's calling her, like, get your ass home, you got curfew.
Cause and then I feel like a lot of these girls nowadays, 17-year-olds don't be looking 17. They be looking 22, 23. They be looking old as fuck. They don't be looking like that.
23 doesn't even look enticing.
I mean, mind you, keep in mind the generation it was in. This is 80s, 90s. So back then, yes, you were. But in my days, I was not going out at all.
At 17?
Hell no, I snuck out the window a few times and my eyes got caught smoking weed, looking at fucking fishes jumping out the lake and shit.
That's not what this girl did. Snuck out the house to go kick it with the people and...
I pretty much snuck out the house to smoke.
Alright, listen.
I got my ass caught.
I didn't have to sneak out, and when I went outside, let me let you know, it was a lot of girls out there.
It was a lot of boys out there too.
That's what I'm saying. We was in the from the flats to the hood. To the suburbs, to the west side, it was girls in all of the places that I went to.
At that time of night.
And all time. And they was trying to do this. Why? Like, he from the heights, he know when he went around, he seen some shit. Like, and you know how they responded. Like, you listen.
Because the heights be wild.
Do not walk on
eggshells. No, the heights ain't wild. The heights is getting a certain response.
Keep walking on eggshells. We are all.
The heights is getting a certain response. And here we go. It be out the state, it don't matter where we go. Like, we get a certain response. But, nigga, no 17, I'm 36 years old, no 17-year-old making her way to my lap. And Diddy, as a grown man with a whole lot of something to lose, 17-year-olds ain't supposed to make it to your lap, bro.
I mean, she's doing that, you know, obviously she has some
kind of
intention on him.
Facts.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, she's 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And she around a celebrity. Like, she's trying to... She has all the intentions in the world.
Damn, still that necrophilia. Got this picture after all this time. Yeah.
Alright, man. Hold on.
It really is, yeah.
Let me start this podcast. I need something to uplift the mood. You know what I'm saying?
I figured out what it was. No, it was a host and not my story.
I want you in my life.
not even a podcast. It's a real conversation about brothers and relations. It's the boy Jay Oates. I'm gonna say we got a full house, but I got a live house in this motherfucker chilling with the homie DJ the Chef.
Yo.
I don't know why you ain't hollering at me if you need something to eat yet, but you know what I'm saying? At DJ Foods if you need that. I'm chilling with Miss Gladys, never the saddest, still the baddest, no pips. We in this bitch.
What's up?
We got Trilly Millie here, but Trilly Millie will be back in a couple of ticks. You know what I'm saying? I got K Wizzle, my nizzle, also known as Miss Kelsey with the makeup artistry. Yeah. A lot of y'all chicks out there is doing makeup, but y'all ain't got no artwork behind that shit. That shit just is blah, like it's bland. Like, don't be trying to jack the brand. Excuse me, I'm tripping, been sipping. All right, last but not least, I got my homie, my lobby boy, my brother, Cleveland Heights. Stand up, Big Twan in the building.
What's happening?
Alright, come on, man. Make some noise, y'all. Y'all all down.
I like that.
Make some noise,
that was
y'all.
That to be name. But you never chose. I'm like, you know what? It's so good.
Yeah. Shout out K Wizzle. You know what I'm saying?
You should.
Shout out the podcast. Number one black podcast in the city of Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Number three overall. Chance who? You know what I mean? Fuck that shit. How y'all feeling? How's everybody feeling today?
I'm so excited. We've been like talking so much shit. We couldn't even start the podcast until now.
It's here.
It's like, what, 2 hours?
We 16 minutes in just now starting it too. That's different. Mm-hmm. It is kind of different a little bit. But yeah, okay. Millie, how you doing?
I'm well.
You were. Thank you. I'm sure everybody that's listening. Twan, how you feeling?
I'm blessed.
Twan is blessed. Oh, and big shouts out to Twan. You know what I'm saying? Big respect on being baptized. This what, in the past 7 days?
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
On Sunday. Wow. I seen that. There was a feel-good moment when I was scrolling past. I said, wait a minute. Right. Let me read the post. Right. That's some real shit here. Hold on. My man talking for a second. No, that's respect. No, I like that. No, yeah. Like, so I told myself I was going to shout you out on the pod. I already told you. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty cool, though. That's amazing.
Yeah, bro.
That's amazing.
You already know. That's big shit. Kelsey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Yep.
Woo,
podcast.
DJ.
Go,
podcast. I'm hungry. Oh, I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm a little bit.
I'm a little hungry.
A little bit.
But I got a nice little buzz, so I'm chilling.
I wouldn't throw my chips away. I wouldn't let you have
the rest of
my chips.
You threw chips? We ain't gonna do this right now.
He's mad. I'm gonna do it.
Oh.
Bang. Shots fired. Oh, she's like, I looked over and she said, yes, I want some work.
Legit.
I brought a quesadilla one time. He cooked so many times and we potted before. I bring a quesadilla.
Now, I will say, all right, before I even drop in a question, I will tell y'all I was salty because nobody showed up on the supposedly the Podsgiving, the Friendsgiving,
damn,
the Thanksgiving. And I definitely had some
shame
ribs.
Y'all missed out,
man. I made some ribs.
Shame on everybody that's driving.
I would have liked it. No, seriously, but I was literally out of town. I'm sure. Where's everybody else in Friendsgiving?
Yeah, it's all good.
I know. I would have tasted especially.
We all don't give up our gift excuses. I don't got one.
Man, she's the shame on everybody that was driving.
We should do like a podcast.
I'm gonna go over my bag.
Like a podcast.
Shame on everybody that don't have kids.
You mother excuses.
Shit.
You know,
maybe we do like a podmas or like a friends miss. And since can nobody make it to the giving, they can make it to the mess.
The podmas.
I'm rolling. I'm always down.
Kelsey,
I'm always down.
Yeah.
I need a girl. I need to make a girl sound. I'm gonna find one for y'all.
I'm gonna make one for you.
That might work. Did the Taylor board in?
She's over there in the cup, ain't it?
You got a little sip of soda, just a
everybody
little.
Everybody had a few sips of everything. Hey. All right, so I'm switching speeds. Like I'm getting y'all to some real shit. It's a real question.
Okay.
What's the craziest shit you ever did for somebody that wasn't yours? Over somebody that wasn't yours, for somebody that wasn't yours, just a quick.
Because
it's a podcast.
Niggas listen to this shit.
It's a podcast.
That's so open ended like fuck. Have a sucker attack. Alright, next.
What is that?
That's the same answer. That was the same.
Alright, you
she can be doing damn near anything.
You don't need me cannonball?
I was doing 80 miles an hour.
Cannonball.
You want me cannonball?
It's like a slowdown.
Y'all ain't never it's all probably right. Technically called stalk, but like, you know what I'm saying? Do the pull up check at the house a couple of times. Y'all ain't never pulled up.
Drive
check.
By?
Yeah, have I ever drove by someone's
house? That's technically stalking. Thank
no,
you.
No, I don't think I
are, no, like, say. Like, that's a cannonball.
That's a
cannonball.
My mama taught me never to pop up on somebody.
No, I ain't say I popped up, but I was just making sure that nobody else popped up.
Hold on.
Everybody can't talk at the same time.
I don't know what a sucker attack is, though.
Okay.
When you're in your feelings, you act irrational. When you're in your feelings and you act irrational.
Yeah, but that's general, too. So what did you do exactly?
I drove past his
house. She's waiting here. A brick through his window.
So we have two stalkers. Cool. Anybody else?
Two stalkers.
I'm one. Like,
no, I don't think
I'm.
So the one time I did drive past someone's house when I was working with the comedy, I was dating this girl, and she was like, "Bring me my stuff," and she's like, "I'm not home." And then when I got there, I see somebody head popping in the window. And I see my head like this, and I see the light go out. So I was like, "Oh man!" And I put the shit on the porch. And then when I got back to work, when I clocked out, she's in the parking lot waiting for me. And I was like, "I thought you wasn't home. How you know I came by?"
My nigga said, "Oh man."
Because what you lie for? And don't get me wrong, a nigga lied. I ain't perfect. But like you literally said, "Drop this shit off. I'm not there." And then when I come by, your light on.
It's a nigga there.
Yeah, that was so weird.
Weird as fuck.
Weird as fuck. And then since you wasn't there, after you popped your head up, popped your head down, and cut the light off.
No, a nigga was there.
That was weird as fuck.
Weird as fuck. Like, no, one I ain't getting even in front. I've done that so many times.
I've done that so
not so many.
Real shit. You said, I've done that so many times.
I've done that so many times. Like,
no, you didn't see what you saw. I didn't cut the light out.
What you talking about? Like, nobody's there.
That's funny.
Alright, I done.
It's my best friend. What are you talking about?
I ain't gonna tell the story, but that happened before. When you do something inside because you're nervous because somebody outside, and it was like, fuck, I shouldn't have did nothing inside because now they know I'm in here.
Yeah, I never cut the light out.
Nah, I closed the blinds.
I've never looked out the fucking window.
I closed the blinds because I knew somebody was about to come out the bathroom, and I was like, it's not even like that. It's gonna seem like that though, and then when I close the blinds, I'm like, fuck.
Now I know you're here, and I'm gonna sit outside. Oh no, that did happen. No, that didn't happen with me one time. I just was out with two girls at the same time, and they didn't know I was with them.
See, these ages.
Just kicked my security door in.
That is crazy.
Woo! Kicked my security door in. You talking about one girl.
You said you ain't never getting that crazy.
Man,
over nobody.
That shit was wild, man.
No.
You've never.
No, I know.
We discussed
this. They all be yours.
We discussed this.
That just mean they all be
please
yours.
Please remind me.
You,
like,
she's
you
done
about?
Something crazy. Never. That just mean they all be hers. That,
oh,
that,
you know, that's wrong. You know, just because I'm Spanish doesn't mean
you
I'm like, oh, no,
you're a woman.
No, that's.
You've definitely
never
seen you multiple times.
It's not crazy like that, no.
But he's mine, so there's.
Yeah, like you've been in a relationship with the person that
you're. He said, if he's not yours, if he's mine, yes, I'm.
Yeah, gotcha. We talked about it on the podcast.
I guess you just tell me what I do.
She's acting crazy.
For somebody that was not mine, what did I do?
That's the only time I never did a drive-by. If they was mine, not if they wasn't mine.
Oh, I've had a drive-by and I answered the phone after a drive-by like 2 or 3 days later.
I mean, at one point in time, they was mine, but when I drove by, they wasn't mine.
You said you were going to be here at 10.
They're not mine.
I've never acted on the drive-by. Have you acted on the drive-by? Like, have you actually got out or had a reason to?
Oh, I did. Oh, I definitely did. I egged.
That was the reason to.
Oh, I did all kinds of shit.
You said egg.
You have?
Yeah. Egg and beard.
Yeah. So now we at crazy things we did for people that weren't ours.
No,
she
was mine.
I was about to say that's why. Like,
there's a difference.
Have you ever had a reason?
The hand signals
come
in. Okay. Oh, and I made sure they went in front of my face when I did it.
Tell them.
If they weren't,
you don't know it was me.
Yeah, you know it's me, right? Okay, now we're on the same page.
Was they still yours at the time, or they?
Oh yeah, that's how I ended it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we talked about it on the ghosting episode when we talked about ghosts.
Oh, I definitely ghost, yeah.
No, when niggas ghosted you and you either blew down or you threatened to blow down on a nigga to make sure that he was okay after ghosting.
Wait,
I'm so confused.
When we talked about a nigga that ghosted.
Yeah, he ghosted me.
And you didn't like that shit.
No.
And you finally got in touch with him. And you was like,
I got in touch with me.
And you was like, because you told him you was going to what? Pull up on his crib to check on him.
Shit.
For a nigga that wasn't yours, that's crazy.
No, I never told him that.
Ooh.
I told him that he's not going to jeopardize.
I'm going to pause this shit and play the audio.
No, I put him on the spot while I was in a relationship when I confronted him.
All right, I don't.
With him?
I have no idea
about any of these stipulations. All I remember is the story you told me.
That is the story, but that's brief. There's more behind that story, though.
Okay, threatening to pull up on a nigga that's not yours is in the realm. It's not the crazy. It's not stalking.
Yeah, he was in feelings.
She didn't like the nigga that ghosted.
Well, why you telling me he was gonna pull up then? I don't know.
Because he ghosted.
He said that. He ghosted me. He reached out to me while I was in a relationship. I put it on the spot and told him.
I'm gonna pause this and I'm gonna play. Yeah,
wait, I'm trying to understand the context of what happened then. Okay, the nigga ghosted you. I'm assuming that you got ghosted because you was reaching out and he didn't reach back. So in the midst of you reaching out, you said.
I didn't reach out. He reached out.
It was a nigga that ghosted, and like you was mad, and you was like, "Yo, I'm not mad," but you was like, "The nigga had to stop," and you told him that you was gonna pull up to check on him, and that's when he hit you back.
Yeah, I'm saying like the emotion behind I'm gonna pull up and check on you, like that was the tightness in your chest. Like how did
because
it not even if you okay, you're not gonna be okay to lead this bitch.
I'm saying that.
It wasn't that type of tone. It was just like, nah, I'm going to pull up. Because, like, nigga.
Okay, so I've done that before, but.
that's another scenario.
Yeah,
so not that time.
No, not that time.
Now, wait a minute now, man.
Everybody's acting crazy over somebody that wasn't there.
God damn it, it's level. The exception to the rule.
That's funny as fuck.
No, because
there's different scenarios. You can't put me on the spot for one. There's so many of them, and there's different scenarios behind them.
She said,
it's the reason why I was talking to bitch. Like,
that's the one is all you need to qualify on the
team. It's the reason that
was not mine. If he wasn't mine, I'm not doing that.
No, for real. I'm with you on that one.
I'm not.
What was the English person that when we were talking
about it?
If you believe that I'm yours, then yes, I'm going to react that way. But if you're not.
Whoa, time the fuck out. We're not going to just speed past that. Like, you. Did y'all hear what she said?
No, what she said?
If you believe I'm yours.
If you made me believe.
Then they're mine.
You are mine.
Then they're mine.
So no, again, she
but least, so this is the conversation that we were having with adults.
She even more invalidated. That was all.
First of all,
if you make me believe,
no one's taking guys. Never in my fucking life.
No, I'm saying if you believe if. I catch feelings for niggas.
No. Listen,
who I believe are
no, mine. No. Listen, all right. Listen, if a nigga tell you I'm your man and you're my woman, if I make you believe that you're mine,
okay,
thank you.
Okay, tell me, goddamn it, Glass.
I'm saying,
did you just say it seemed like because we went on 8 dates and I bought you some flowers and lunch?
That's what I've been saying.
And you're telling me that like I like you, you like me. We're taking each other serious right now. Right. Like, you coming to my house, you doing shit, like, you making me believe we're something.
You know what? And now, when you start at my age, I feel like that, too. Now.
If you start
without a conversation.
Sorry, you know, that's what I thought. Like, we niggas be, no, yeah. It's either y'all in a relationship or y'all like playing.
If you're playing, that's fine. Then we understand.
And you can be playing, and you can feel like you in a relationship all the time. Like,
if you want to be open and you want to have, that's fine. You're open. He's not mine. But now you telling me, no, I want you and you only, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck you doing?
That's right.
Now,
right,
you're making me believe, okay? Yeah, otherwise.
Right, I understand what you're saying. Maybe it was a dude that made you believe that and maybe we just didn't talk about that portion.
Yeah.
So you still,
it's the face for me.
She like, I'm still off the hook. I ain't never did that crazy for
no reason.
And they didn't even at least lie to me to tell me they was my... Twan, man, you've been real quiet, man. I know you ain't had nothing. I know you just got baptized. Recently.
Yeah, bitch, better be outside when I go outside.
I tell you, Twan, I tell you, I got baptized at 17. I stalked after that. Like, I want to let you know. I pulled by the crib, and if she wasn't mine at the time, just to make sure wasn't nobody else thinking that she was theirs. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think I've ever done that.
She was nobody.
She was nobody.
I don't think I've ever done that.
That's cool, but I'm sure you did something crazy.
I'm trying to think, because I've done some crazy shit.
DJ, your life is not just threesomes and fucking fun times. It's not. Like, nigga, I know it's not.
You've had your relationship times too, okay?
Right, but I've never, because my mama always be like, don't pop up on nobody, and I feel like that's like popping up on somebody when you ain't supposed to.
It's like going through a person's phone.
You gonna come across some shit you don't want to
say. Alright, so talking about you never went through nobody's phone ever?
No, I didn't say that. I just said
it's like
all the
signs.
My
mom was she yours?
So I was dating this Russian chick.
You think it's probably real long. You did something crazy for a chick that wasn't yours.
This is a chick, she didn't show up on time. Look, I was dating this Russian chick, right? And she like, I'm gonna come see you at 9:30, 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock rolled around, I had somebody else come up, but she was sitting outside.
Oh, this is what we talked about. Detail back to the other podcast.
And then a couple days later, when I spoke to her, she's like, yeah, I seen the bitch you had come out. I said, well, you wasn't here on time.
Oh, wow. That's how you said it to her?
What are you talking about? So you had another girl pull up after you had a date because she wasn't on time?
Yeah, why not?
No, it wasn't a date.
Time out, Twan. DJ is my
homie. No, don't do that.
DJ is my homie that's like that nigga. Like, please, DJ, please. Like, is like, he just live a different life than any other nigga.
No.
Even as a black man, he deal thinking, with the regular perils of the police.
I was thinking as far as anything.
Yeah, the ills of the world is still on.
I was single.
But when we talk about women, they just respond to him a little bit differently.
She was going to be there at a certain time, and I was single, and I'm not one to hold my entire night up for somebody.
I'm mad at that.
You remember Will Smith in The Fresh Prince?
Mm-hmm. You remember what?
Will Smith in The Fresh Prince.
Yeah, who doesn't?
But
that's right, Gladys.
But. I wasn't wrong in what I did. I don't feel like I was wrong in what I did because you're not my chick. He wasn't
just
my
saying.
Chick.
He just don't
rap. Stood me up and then you sat outside my house.
Weirdo.
Thank you. Weirdo.
That is kind of weird.
She just did something crazy for somebody that wasn't hers. Nigga, she could be on the set.
Because I stopped answering my... I did stop answering my phone after a certain time because like you said you're going to be here.
She was rushing. Well, you meet a Russian chick at Khalid.
I lecture. Let's go out there.
Wycliffe, like, way.
No, just go out to 85th and go to a gas station.
He's lying.
Exactly. You don't listen to this. I just
was, okay, no, I'm sorry. I met the one Russian at the gas station, the other Russian in Wycliffe at the pet store.
See, we're here. I know it.
Across the street from the police station. Okay. In the plaza.
The one.
Hey, just go out there.
Just go out. No, dead ass. They love, they love niggas for real. I don't know why. They definitely love niggas.
I met the one. You know? And then I met the other.
I did live a different life. You know.
It's what I tried to tell. I just told you that.
I found out one chick name was Tatiana. I was like, you told me your name was Christine.
Okay, you know what?
I want to hear more. Keep talking.
See, I got a list of questions to niggas just like you. All right, look. So this is the room, but I'm going to start with DJ. Why do you think people like you?
I'm an acquired taste. For some reason, I'm like, I'm not a people person, but when I go out, especially when I'm with my fiance, I know that for some reason it's just like people want to talk to us. A lot of people compliment me on my rings. A lot of people be like, "Oh, your hair is nice. Well, who do your hair?" And then they trip when I say I used to do it. Nah, my fiance do it. But I don't be, it's my energy. My energy cool, man. When I go out, because I don't go out, my energy got to be cool for me to go out, period.
So you think people like you because of your energy?
Got to be.
Okay.
Now, at least I would like to think so.
Kelsey, why do people like you?
K-Wizzle,
my nizzle.
I'm a good person. I'm a sweetheart. I feel like
that's
wrong.
Okay.
You got all thing. Oh, you can play. I need some all shit for the girls. I don't, man.
That's what we need to work on. That's our reach in.
I need some
get some goddamn women for something better. A little applause at the end.
Twine. Why do people? Why do you think people like you?
Maybe I got a sense of humor, I guess. Mm-hmm. Laid I'm back, so chill.
Yeah, I definitely felt that.
What about you, Millie Rock?
Here we go.
Oh, any block. I'm just cool as fuck.
Period. Andy.
That's like the bottom line. When I first met Millie, like,
she cool as fuck. Hell yeah.
Like, I feel like I've known her for years.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, what?
That's a little sis, but she real cool. Yeah,
cool as fuck. It's funny, though.
Gladys?
I feel like people might like me because I'm just myself around people. I'd like to, draw whoever they are and kind of, tell them, I don't know, make them feel comfortable to be who they want to be, who they really are. So I'm bubbly, I'm enthusiastic, I'm kind of probably the fucking happiest person you'll find, unless you just move me the wrong way.
You need to meet ISIS,
man. I mean, I'm loyal.
She's
she's
so
happy. Honest as possible.
Why are you so happy?
Yeah, I used to be called Happy Butt. I'm just always happy. In high school, that was one of my nicknames. It was fun. I kind of just draw people.
They nicknamed you Happy
Butt. Because I was always happy. They're like, why are you so happy? They used to be like, yo, so happy, butt. I'd be like,
that's fucking hilarious.
You embraced it. You loved it.
I loved it. I used to come to school and they'd be like, yo, I got lip gloss for you. I'm like, oh, bet. I got the perfume for you. I'm like, oh, bet. I got the pom-pom shorts, too. I'm like, yes. Because I couldn't do shit. So, everybody was able to be themselves around
that's
me.
Hilarious.
You
got to
love it, right?
I think I'm kind of similar because I think people appreciate that. I think I'm just genuine. I'm just myself.
Yes.
I'm comfortable in the skin I'm in. I'm funny, I think, sometimes. Sometimes I think I'm funny and I'm not, but I think I'm funny, you know what I'm saying?
Me too, me too.
I love that about you.
Nah, you niggas. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be self-aware. Sometimes you tell a joke and niggas don't really think it's funny.
She's being an asshole right now.
She's being real.
Leave my
TV
alone.
He's my favorite and he knows that.
But yeah, you gotta... I don't know, yeah. And just in that regard, I got plenty of thoughts.
I want to hear more. Keep talking.
So I had a thought the other day, right? And it was about us men. I think it's a fact.
Oh, shit.
I think it's like, I think this is a fact. Now, listen. I think this is a fact. No. It's not even wild. It's just this. I think this is just a fact as men. Like, look. All right, boom. I wrote it down. A woman that a man wants to be around without fucking holds a high title, maybe one of the highest. The only title higher is a woman that he will be around without fucking that he also gets to fuck.
Wait,
what?
Wait, I'm with who?
Man, I ran around the corner and right back into the block that I ran from.
I'm confused.
What? But you understood what I said.
I do.
What?
Gladys. I gotta put my thinking cap on.
Really,
okay. It's not. It wasn't
after
supposed to be a riddle.
Teleport. You understand?
It wasn't supposed to be a riddle.
That's very, very possible. No, he's out here.
But I'll listen.
Here.
I'll say it again.
Please do.
The woman.
Slow down.
The woman.
Not the man.
My ADHD going
in. Exactly. You're going too slow.
I'm playing.
All right, DJ.
Go ahead.
Look, all right, so I'm going to bring it down. As a nigga, if you are a cool, like the woman that you are around that you don't have sex with, just think of any, it's not even just like the woman that you're trying to have sex with, but just think about the women that you are, that you want to be around that you don't have sex with. The only women that hold any, and it's slightly higher, or if it is, then those women are women that you want to be around, that you, when you don't have sex with them, but you also still get to have sex with them.
What? No, I'm still confused.
I feel like, is it penetration going on or is it not penetration?
So you can't fuck them, but you can fuck them, but you want to be around them, but
okay.
You don't.
I'm so glad you
Okay, so listen. So Twan's starting to get me. So I'm going to start talking to Twan.
For example, it could be a gay guy, but there's straight guys
there. It could be a gay guy.
Okay,
I'm sorry, they just don't do it because obviously it's an example of a gay guy. I get to where I think it goes for gay guys.
It was right in this trade again.
I don't understand where the gay niggas came in.
I do think it also applies for gay guys, but like, let's not go for them right now. So, Twan, the women that you hold in the highest regard are the women that you want to be around, you enjoy being around,
right,
that you don't have sex with.
Right.
The only women that you hold in the same or a higher regard than them are the women that you enjoy being around without sex, but you still also get to fuck
them. Oh, now I get it. It makes so much sense when you
that's
talk
a fact, right?
Fucking slower.
It's got to simplify. He
damn.
He added words too. He
he added a few of them in there. I get exactly what you're saying. You're absolutely correct.
But that's a
correct.
Fact, right?
Absolutely correct.
Yeah, that's true.
For sure.
Bet.
For sure. I don't want you ever to take that long to explain something to me again like that.
Gladys, you were in the 99th percentile because you understood in the first go. All of us
always been that
shit. Take everybody else. We never tried.
Yeah, like
I'm so glad I'm not on that slow.
Thank you, Billy.
Yeah.
Took me about 4 or 5 times, but I've been drinking before you got here.
That's
how
fair.
About that?
That's fair. I might have been drinking when I came around to it. Look,
bottle was up here. This is all whiskey.
Oh, Nana. and you saying something about the teleport. Like, come on now. You know that's
yeah,
just
strong. Yeah, they had like 2 coolers.
See, and that's stronger.
And I got some meat at the house, too.
He's thinking about food.
No, I got
where did
meat.
That even
no.
go into the drinking point?
Meat is alcohol. Meat is alcohol.
The beer shit.
Meat is alcohol. It's old, like Viking, like...
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, back in the day, I meat. Mead with a D. Mead.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry.
Mead. It's alcohol.
Totally thought you said mead.
I don't know. Is that a brand?
I don't need to tell you. I'm old woman. Go eat that. And I don't know why.
Oh, it's just like a reference. Like
no, it's a drink. It's a drink. It's called mead. It's like making prison hooch. It's called mead.
I don't know what that is either, but okay.
Prison hooch is just wine.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but they make it with like ketchup and shit. Like, what? You know what
because they needed to spoil. Most of the wine that is on the table, not most of the wine that's on the table has come from spoiled fruit.
Yeah.
Right, so
I'm not built for jail.
Yeah.
I'm not built for jail, no.
Meat is made, the base is like honey. It's damn near made the same way, but it's thicker.
Oh, but I've never heard
but
of
it's me. It's me. I got a bottle of blueberry vanilla.
Meat is made from honey.
You can mix it.
Wait, hold on. Let me get this off. Let me get this off.
You don't just drink that, right?
Meat is made from honey, but meter maids are sweet. Yo, like, y'all got anything to say to people before we get up out of here?
Oh man, stay safe, guys.
Eat.
Don't drink mead.
Well, try it. I mean, if you
God did.
Look what Makeup Artistry by Kelsey.
Yeah, because these other bitches ain't got no artwork with their shit. They just motherfucking just blah. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just got makeup. Anybody can have makeup.
Anybody can have makeup. You need to be artistic with the shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the fuck I'm saying. Like, they got the makeup and Family Dollar. Like, don't be fucking with these Family Dollar makeup bitches. Yeah. Look, talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. And if the motherfuckers force you to go bad, fuck some shit up, but try to keep positive. I said that wrong, but whatever.